Welcome to another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist with LionFS. For this week's episode, I'd like to focus on one important topic that seems to be a relevant topic of discussion right now, and that would be the wind. We can all agree that Illinois just seems like it's getting windier, and if you're thinking that, you'd actually be correct, because I actually recently pulled some data of the windiest times here in the last 30 years. And so when you look at that historic data, there's only been one other time in the last 30 years that we've actually had some windier times, and that was actually back in 1996. Since 2020, we have been on a trend where Illinois has actually been getting windier. Now, what does that mean for agriculture? It definitely means that nutrient applications and even pesticide applications, it presents some challenges. Because if we just think about pesticide applications, a lot of those labels and a lot of those requirements, there are very specific recommendations and guidelines as far as when is safe, allowable wind speeds, so that there's not concerns of moving products off target. The same thing is with nutrient applications, is if those nutrient applications are reaching their target, which would be the ground or plants, if the wind's not carrying those off or moving them to undesired areas. With this, I do have an ask of the ag community, and this goes for growers, this goes for other ag retailers, just like LionFS in the area, is that we abide by these guidelines and recommendations, whether that be for nutrient or pesticide applications. Because really, at the end of the day, growers, they've bought and paid for this service, and there's been good money spent. So why not make sure that these products are actually reaching their intended target? My ask is of ag retailers, is don't pressure your operators into an unsafe situation. And the same thing goes for growers, is don't pressure ag retail into unsafe scenarios to where we're maybe going out and doing these things in too windy of conditions. Some specific call outs for nutrient applications. A lot of people agree or recognize that the traditional dry sprinter boxes have got limitations on how well they can spread in windy conditions. But even for the airflow machines, it's no different. It's just maybe the wider range of operating limits may be a little bit wider, but they do still have very specific guidelines of how windy conditions. And I think sometimes that those airflow machines, people who are running those, have a false sense of security that and push the limits a little bit too far. I may be wrong with this, and I would encourage anybody to challenge me on this. But just want to really bring some awareness as we're going through this spring and going through application season, is to have some consideration around wind. Are we making the best decisions with the conditions we have to work with? If anybody's got any questions or concerns about any of these, I would encourage anybody to reach out to me and let's have a deeper conversation about what are the best case scenarios, best practices. This has been another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from LionFS.